Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies. Get your prance on with your host, Lisa Lamont, who will guide you to the next level of awareness with other women just like you. There's no need to hold back because you're safe here with your fellow kitties. And now, here's Lisa.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another fun and exciting show for all of you prancing kittens that are listening. My special guest today, her name is Nancy Ferrari, and a lot of you already know who she is because she is a very active prancing kitten. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you so much. And my little mini dachshund behind me said, "What? Prancing kittens."
that kind of wakes people up, you know. For those of you who may not know who Nancy is, and we all know, most of us know who Nancy is, but for those of you who may not, she is an intuitive life coach and energy healer. She has two of her own radio shows that she's on that she'll be talking about today. She's a writer. She's in books. She is, and she's papered. I am telling you, I've never met somebody that is papered in more areas of life. She is certified and papered. I mean, you can do everything. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that today. So let me just jump right in and begin with the show today, the topic that you picked about activating your soul's essence. Let's just jump right in and talk about that.
A favorite topic of mine, and what's fascinating about life, and this is what I love to share, especially with women, and there are men who are intuitive too, is that sometimes we create things not really knowing what the outcome is, or sometimes why we're creating, whether it be a book or a painting or wherever your creative expression is. And so it was 5 years ago when I started hosting, the Nancy Ferrari show. I just sort of just jumped into the courage pool. I said, "Oh, I could do this," because I was on another show and just didn't really work out quite well. And here I am 5 years later. But following that, I met a woman who became my mentor at the time, and she listened to me, and that is such an important thing, is listening. And what she picked up is that she said, "Nancy, you're really about your soul essence." And I'm like, "What does that mean?"
And my ears just perk up and they go, "Soul essence, ooh."
Yeah. Well, the essence is the totality of who you are. And as I have within this 5 year, or that is actually 4 years. My goodness, I've done a lot in 4 years. But you know how it is. This is like going to college. This is the university of my life. And as I just start, I learned how to really own up to who I am, the light. And it takes a while. You know, when people say that, "Oh, you're a media personality," I'm like, "Really? No, who are you talking about?" Or, you know, you're a way shower. You're the light in the world. And those were a foreign concept to me, because I had, worked 20 years in law, and that's very linear. But I've always been intuitive. So there's that core essence within me. When something feels right, it is. When it doesn't feel right, then I really listen closely. But the soul, I know in the depths of my heart and soul that when we were given birth, that there was a grand design for us all. And we could go on and on talking about children. Now they refer to them as crystal children, that they already have this knowingness, and it's happening with a shift in the world of awareness. I believe it probably was all along, but there's that elevation. I think you know what I mean, Lisa. And so as these last 4 years have happened, my awareness of who I really am and learning to just say, no, that's an old story, do the work to dissolve what had its, you know, its grip on me, why I wasn't moving forward despite all efforts. And it's when you can relax into your soul, which is where all truth and love resides. And it was last year when I met Alicia Isaac-Cowles, who was on my radio show. She was sharing her work within her company, Your Soul Story, and how learning what record keepers are and then becoming a certified Akashic Record consultant, what that meant to her, and now she teaches classes. So that was just an absolute, this is what I really need to do, because this is work that I was doing within the power of visioning, and that is highly intuitive work. It's all, for your listeners, let me explain this easily. We have two hemispheres to our brain. The left brain is where all logic prevails. We definitely need that. We also need our ego. But the right brain is where, think about Walt Disney standing in an orange grove and saying, I want to create the happiest place on earth. Such a visionary, and still to this day, it's, you know, why is it that we're attracted to his movies, the animations that he made in, what, the 1930s, 1940s? Because they stand the test of time. Tuning into your creative expression, and that's where I just get so exhilarated when I witness someone creating a vision board and seeing the elements all come together. And that's where my work then comes into play, where I assess the elements, the colors, the patterns, even things like circles or pillars. There's a lot to it, and it's such fascinating work. And when they realize that they have a potential in them that always has been there, now they have given themselves permission. And that is what happens during an Akashic soul reading.
Yeah.
And,
Nancy, I have a question. Yeah. Can I stop you? Can I interject for just a moment here? Shiny pennies come along and then I'll forget a topic. But when you were speaking a few minutes ago, you were mentioning about 4 years ago, and so I'm like the inquisitive part of this, you know, prancing kitten in me. What happened 4 years ago, if you don't mind sharing? I mean, that's kind of a random number. So I'm just wondering, did you go through something in life that enlightened you, or did you have something happen?
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 6 years ago. It was 4 years ago that I started working on my brand, working with a mentor. Prior to that, was when I started doing the Nancy Ferrari show. So going back a year before then, that's when I had decided, okay, my children have left the nest and living their life just as they should, but I wasn't passionate about the work that I was doing. And there's no judgment, no right or wrong about working as a legal assistant, but it just wasn't, there was no energy to it for me. But I knew there was more, and that's when I started the quest for who am I and what am I here to do. And I was so fortunate to go to Sedona, where I met with some amazing practitioners, learned the skill of breathing. We take that so for granted. I mean, in the morning when I awaken and see my gratitudes, I always start with my breath, because we forget our automated systems in our bodies. But when you can take that and then utilize it to bring calm, to bring center, it was also in conjunction. I had just been attuned in Reiki. All of it was, I was getting a lot of information and it was new to me. But what I knew is that it was making a difference in how I viewed life. And all of a sudden, I'm meeting people that were like-minded, that were supportive, that really intrigued me. And that started to amplify my shows, because all of a sudden, I was meeting... Yeah. People who knew people, and then you see what I mean? It's just sure. All just like a vision board, it comes together.
Yeah. Do you find, you know, I find this interesting because you bring up the point about, you know, your children were gone, you know, grown and gone, mm-hmm. and they've moved on, and so, you know, reaching a point. Do you find that with a lot of women that you either work with or you meet up with that, you know, we are in this mom mode and we're raising our children and we're taking them to all their sporting events and we're busy with them, mm-hmm. and we're kind of in that mom wife mode. But then you get to the, you know, when they are raised, it's just like, okay, what's in it for me? Where is my life? There's got to be more than that. Do you find that a yeah. lot with the people that you have on your radio show yeah. and that you work with?
Absolutely. I not only that, but I hear it in conversation, especially this time of year. There's graduations, there's weddings. These are all times of transition. And what I like to share with women especially is that, number one, we can multitask better than anyone. But the issue becomes is when everyone is first. And this is something, these were words of wisdom when I was talking to a woman in Sedona, and she's asking about my life just as you are. And she said, you know, Nancy, I've heard you say that you love everyone except yourself. And I paused and I said, well, I do love myself, but that wasn't how I was raised. That wasn't my generation to put it out there, you know, that I'm number one, I love myself. It really depends on where you are within your upbringing, how you honor your own life, and that, and this is what I share with young women, that you'll anchor in your values, who you are, because not only is that going to enhance your all your relationships within your family and your friends, but then when that day comes, I've always felt that it is our job as parents to give, be the wind beneath the wings of our children. My children, we connect often. there's no such thing as 18-year contract, and we're still close. But it did take them a little bit of time to figure out, okay, Mom, what are you doing? All of a sudden, I'm not in the box of being, mm-hmm. you know, mom and teen mom, and they were all very active in sports and dance and running myself ragged. And don't get me wrong, I love my children. I loved every moment of it, but this was my time. And I did not have the luxury, even as a child, to express myself. That was a generation of children should be seen and not heard. And as I was the defiant one, me and the principal were good friends, because I loved, my favorite thing was show and tell. And that's how I knew innately I had this, I was given the gift of my voice, of communication. But we don't know that until we get older, and that's the beauty of growing. No, I'm not going to say that, because I am, and I follow Dr. Christiane Northrup very closely, and she says, getting older, oh, geez, I almost lost the word. I guess it would be, getting older is inevitable. Aging is optional. And when I heard that, and I'm thinking,
why didn't I hear that five
years ago? Because that was the thing. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm in my early 50s. I've got to hurry up. I've got to catch up. I've got to do this and this and this. Well, what happened was I was running myself into the ground while I was creating and producing my work. So you learn your lessons, and now I'm in a much better state of allowing things just to be. You know, when I'm in my, you know, creative flow and I'm writing, it's wonderful. It doesn't always come. I've been dealing lately with some higher-end technology systems that, and those are things I can't control. You just have to say, well, okay, there's another way, and not sit and stew about it and have a temper tantrum, and to let it go.
Yeah, and the key is to be gentle with ourselves, and you know, sometimes we have these things, like you said, I wish I would have learned that 5 years ago. And then I say, well, we could have learned it 10 years from now. So how cool that we, you know, we heard it now when we finally did. You know, and you talked about Walt Disney. And I have on my desk, Nancy, that a little plaque that says it's kind of fun to do the impossible, Walt Disney. And that, you know, that's that I look at that every single day. And then my other sign on my plaque on my desk is Happy Place, you know, to remind, you know, myself that I can choose to be happy today, regardless of anything else that's going around. And before I kind of segued you off, you mentioned visioning. And so what is the power of visioning? Can you explain to the listeners a little bit what you mean by the power of visioning?
Let me simplify this, because that's what
I
appreciate simplification because then I can get it. Okay, so imagine now that we have all this technology in our cars, if your GPS system all of a sudden went out and you were driving in an area you've never been to. I don't think people even know maps anymore. And all of a sudden you didn't know your direction. And you had to, you know, maybe stop, make a phone call, what have you. So the power of visioning is just that, is that if we're going to choose to live in what we were told to, this is as good as it gets. I could come up with some other quotes, but I think you get the idea. When you apply that right brain hemisphere that brings up all these treasures, if you will, because you don't realize, this is my method. I have my little secret sauces to my visioning classes using a formula. But they all say, God, I have no idea why I picked this. Well, you don't know consciously, but subconsciously, it is so deeply embedded why you were attracted to that. Why is it that we're attracted to certain people? Or to, as I just shared with you, why were they so attracted to learn how to be an Akashic soul record consultant? There was the calling. So it's paying attention and being aware. And this is where I expand into activating your senses. Very simply said, so many of us know the route to either a job or work or someone's house as if we were, you know, sleeping. And basically, a lot of times we go, wow, I didn't even know how I got here. My advice is to take a different route. And it's
so
really
you talk a lot about the wisdom, you know, as we get older, we learn all these things. And some of our listeners are those moms, you know, they still have their kids at home and, you know, whether they're little kids or teenagers. So what would Nancy today, if you could go back and talk to Nancy 20 years ago, what would be the advice that you would give to younger Nancy about being in the moment today? What advice would you give to her?
Wow, you had to pose that question.
Yeah, I threw you off.
As I think about
I'm Barbara Walters. I'm Barbara Walters in disguise.
Yeah, knowing you, you probably are. 20 years ago. That's interesting. I had just given birth to my third child. Those were busy, busy years. However, and I have to think of a friend of mine. I was living up in San Luis Obispo at the time, and we were kind of being transferred around California due to my husband's job. And she said, you know, Nancy, you need to just sometimes just, you know, get out. And back then it was getting out to play bunco. But bottom line, what she's saying is do things for yourself. She says, you're such a great mom, don't get me wrong, but, you know, don't forget, you know, who you are. And that was great, great advice. And as a teenager, I loved to write in a diary, you know, dear diary. So I started, and actually I found a journal after my daughter was born as to my firstborn, how I felt. And it was so, so valuable. So, like, almost like, I can't believe I wrote this. But that's, if I were to go back, is to embrace the little things. And in my memory, the simplicity of life is what I cherish the most, rather than, oh, if I get this, or if we get a bigger house, then I'll be happy. If I get this car, then I'll be happy. You and I both know that's not true. I'm going to share a story that will always forever be in my heart, in my memory. My husband would get called out in his job sometimes in the middle of the night. And it was when we were living in Central California, and they have a lot of fruit trees and almond trees and so on and so forth. And he came home and he said, this is for you. And it was a pear. And it meant so much to me that while on the job, he took time to think about me. You know, it wasn't a diamond. It was a real pear. And it was just one of those, the world stops right here. You know, because when people express themselves with love and appreciation, such as he did for, you know, understanding that he was on call and he had to go out and that, and I understood that was his job. But that's what I mean, is being aware of the little things in life that really will, in the course of the chapters of your life, that's the, I call the muchness of your life. That's what creates that, because then what do I do? When I give something, it's coming from the heart.
That's beautiful, Nancy. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's beautiful. It's such a reminder that it is just the simple things. You know, one of the things that Jeff does for me, and he's going to probably be horrified if he knew I was sharing this, but it's a simple thing. We have little sticky notes, and every morning he puts a new little sticky note above the coffee maker. And above the pot of coffee, there's a little simple note like, Lisa, have a great day, Lisa. I love you. You're fantastic. Aww. I mean, just a little simple little note. And that means more to me, Nancy, than anything else. Anything else you could do is just those little simple affectionate just because, you know. And we can do the same thing with our friends and our family. You know, I share on Prancing Kittens, you know, reach out to a girlfriend. Just, you know, give her a call. Don't just like her picture that she posted. Go ahead and extend out and give her a call and set up time for lunch. You know, it's absolutely important to take that extra little simple step, and it could really change someone's life just by that simple gesture of love. I want to get back to you. You mentioned Akashic Records. For those people who may not know what an Akashic, because I never heard of that 2 years ago. So what is an Akashic Record consultant? And then describe what you mean by Akashic soul reading.
Well, the root word Akasha means energy, okay? So we are all energy. And I'm going into quantum physics, which I had the pleasure of meeting one once and having him on my show, I said, whoa, we got to bring this down, you know, several notches so people will get that. But as, you know, we come into this world, we come in with a soul. And that soul is like a library. It holds every thought, and that's why people say, you know, what you think. When you think about the funny little quotes and go, oh, wow, that does make sense. I spoke to a researcher who has his proof, and I have to go back to her book to bring that up, but every word goes down to the cellular level. So just with that knowledge alone, if you've, let's say you've been a child and you've been told, you know, something that's very disempowering, very negative, and I'll just put this out there for what it's worth, that I was told that I was nobody until I become somebody. Well, how does a child process that until they start getting it so deeply embedded? And so this is what a soul reading is so valuable for, because I can access my own records. It is a very sacred process. I could not read your record keepers without your permission. And it is a very, it's a divine process between me and the person that's wanting to ask their record keepers about a certain topic. And in there again, I ask them to simplify, because too much information that it's just like our mind, it's just too confusing. So the benefit of that is that once you and that's where my intuitive nature comes in. I can see it either in visions, I can sometimes hear words. And it's a very, very, it's the best way that I can give an analogy is like the Catholic Church when they're preparing communion. It's the mystery of faith. And even though this is no mystery, but it's being in the mindset of having an open heart and an open mind and being ready to receive, because there are many, many people, me, myself included, that we repeat patterns that are not healthy for us. And finally it gets to that point, I need to find out why this is happening. So once, it's kind of opening the gates to information where it's all stored. Then more will come and more questions are asked. And then even more information. And sometimes that needs to be cleared and healed and let go so that you can move on and not only enjoying your present moment, which is what we're all about, is being in the present but expanding future possibilities. Someone asked me if I was a psychic, and I said, no, I'm not a psychic. I can't tell what the future is going to be. But what I can do is create space for you to enjoy an even more amazing future for yourself.
So let me ask you this. So if do you find that people have that have struggled with money all their life, or they've struggled with finding the right partner, the right relationship, or the beliefs, you know, that they were raised a certain way, but deep down in their soul, they don't feel aligned with it. The Akashic soul readings, can that help those people who are struggling with those areas?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they could be so deeply embedded that they're not even remembering that perhaps a dysfunction maybe that they may have witnessed within, you know, their home, within parents, about money, the scarcity mindset, and that's what I call, you know, healing your money story. That it's not about you at all. It's your perception of of it, and that one of my exercises that I use within my Activate Your Senses program is, and this is through guided visualization, I won't go into that. However, it's imagining that you're on a path, and it's just, you know, going for a nice walk, and then there's this treasure chest overflowing with, jewels and coins and, dollars and whatever your imagination takes you. And it's quite fascinating with the different clients that I've taken this through. Some will say, well, if I take all of it, then there won't be enough for anybody else. And so then they pull back. Well, in reality, there is enough for everybody, because money is just energy. It is floating around. Like today, I wanted to buy something, and I go, well, of course I don't have cash. I never have cash. It's all, here's my debit card. But do you see what I mean? How we can get hung up on that? Same with relationships. If there's been something told to you, maybe just by someone, in school, that you're not pretty enough, or you're not enough. And you hear that over and over and over again. Well, that's going to immediately put forth a shield. And then that's when the mask, the layers start getting so thick, and they're invisible. And trying to remember who was on Oprah that was talking about veils and lifting the veils. And all of it is so beneficial, because when you allow yourself to experience different modalities, such as, releasing, dissolving, just whooshing it away, and then anchoring in that you are a gift, you are a light, and you were put on this earth for a divine purpose, and truly believe that. And I take my clients pretty deep. Really, how much do you believe this? And if I hear, well, but, I go, okay, well, let's get to that part of it. Because I know that at the end of the day, when someone can say that I am truly happy, Am I at peace? That's when you are living the life you were intended to live.
That's beautiful. That's just beautiful. How can activating your senses anchor in the present moment? You have all this information, and I have so many notes that I want to ask you. I'm just like going, I'm so excited to have you on the show, because you are like this whole database of information in all these areas, and one show isn't going to be enough to cover all the questions that I want to ask you. But I'm going to be quiet now and let you answer the question.
Well, Lisa, okay, imagine going for a walk. And maybe you have a route that you take now. Let's say that you do. And I know a lot of people where I live, they go down to the lake and walk around it, and they're just, what gets me is they're on their cell phone. It's like, really? It can't just wait. There used to be a time that we didn't have them. And what they're missing out. And so what I encourage, well, here's an easy one, is how we're on such autopilot. When you cross your arms, you cross them the same way. It's a struggle to go the other way. I've worked on it enough, I can do it right now. So you're starting to fire off neurons in your brain, because they've gone quiet. And so when you go, or maybe go the other way on your walk, and all of a sudden you're going to notice, wow, I never knew that birdie bush was there. Take a moment and stop. Pause. Pausing in life is so important, because you can just be zipping by and, I've got to get there at this time. And then we can talk about how time is an illusion, actually. But taking even 5 minutes and activating the touch. How many people have touched a rose? And you know, there's so many different varieties. Some are like velvety. Allow yourself to inhale the beautiful smell of the flower. And then pretty soon you're going to start to feel so much lighter, so much more alive. And just as we as people are all energy, so are our prancing kittens and my mini ducks in here. And this is why during this, what they're calling the Renaissance period of a global shift, people are awakening. And that's what activating senses will do for you. You will awaken. And there's one more little thing I love to do is, and we often hear people say, I don't have the time. I don't have the time for this now. We have 86,400 seconds in a day. And that's a lot of time.
That's a lot,
exercise,
yeah.
You can set a timer or have someone else set a timer. Think about something you'd like to do, maybe somewhere you'd like to go, but that you've already said beforehand, I don't have the time. I don't know how I'd ever get there. Within 1 minute's time, as you close your eyes and allow yourself to, let's say, travel to Paris and imagine how beautiful it is and all that, you're going to find that a minute is a lot of time. And when you set that intention, see, the brain and your soul, they don't forget. They can't negate. So that you're going to find a way, and this is what a vision board will do. It will give you that direction to get to where you desire, whether it be a place, whether it be a job opportunity, whether it be leading you to what you were designed to do all your life. And I'll use an example. A woman came in, her similar story, children were gone. She says, I don't really have anything. And I'm like, okay, let's work with this, play with this a little bit. And through the vision board, it revealed her love of painting. And so I said, well, now you know you've got to go to Aaron Brothers and get a canvas and some paint. She goes, I did that. And I said, when? It was 5 years ago. I said, where is it? And she was in a closet. And I said, well, now you know what to do with it. Take it out of the closet and start painting. And it was such a beautiful thing to show people the possibilities. And that's what I would say, with faith and gratitude, you have infinite possibilities for whatever you desire in your life. This is your life to live.
That's beautiful. I've been saying that's beautiful this whole entire show. You have so much wisdom in you. I'm not going to stop you. No, I keep quiet. I ask a question and then I just shut up. And I, because you have so much, you spoke in the beginning about you have a lot of intuition, that you're intuitive, and I truly believe we all have intuition inside of us. And a lot, you know what I found? I find that a lot of people, through years and through life situations and through other people's beliefs that we bought into their stories, is that, you know, we're not intuitive. And so I would like you to kind of, if you wouldn't mind sharing what you think intuition means to you, and for the listeners, how to maybe tap into their own. Let them know why it's important.
I regard intuition as being as our, well, and it is called our sixth sense, but somewhere along the line, I haven't researched it, that it was to be suppressed. It's not, you know, it's not accepted. And maybe I'm implying religion. It could be, or it could be thinking about your childhood and having, you know, imaginary friends. And that's what's so fascinating about watching, observing children, because they're so imaginative, and they somehow, without having a manual, they just know how to go somewhere. They know how to go to another child at a park. Not every child, but a certain child. They're following their intuition. Now, they don't know any of these words, but that's what I love to take people to, is that purity that is always there. How many people have said, darn, you know, I didn't follow my gut. I did kick myself. Well, basically, that word gut means intuition. It is very, very simple. And some people are more gifted than others. And it is something that I know, for me as an example, those were very foreign words to me. And I call them my clairs, you know, clairvoyant, clairsentience, clairaudience. And they all have to do, there again, with our senses. You know, there's, I don't know if I should even put this out there.
Come on, Nancy,
When my oldest daughter, she's been married now for, gosh, it's going to be 9 years next month. I didn't know she was pregnant. But all of a sudden, I was smelling baby powder. And she lived in Georgia. She wasn't even in my space. And lo and behold, soon thereafter, she says, guess what, Mom? I'm pregnant. I don't own baby powder here. You know, it's like down in the living room or something. And it happened again with the second grandchild. And so it's just having that, almost like being an open vessel, you know, to see more. I love my backyard. We don't have a fence, so I can look far, and then I can look closely and go, oh, I didn't notice, you know, that new little flower there. And so what's that doing? It's activating that brain to wake up. Notice what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're tasting. I observe how quickly some people eat, and I go, do you even know what you just ate? Now, nutritionists will tell you, you know, take a bite and put the fork down. Allow yourself to just, you know, analyze different tastes and if you, you know, like particular herbs or spices. That's going to come forth and make it a much more pleasurable experience than just, oh, I got to hurry up. I've got to get, you know, I've only got a half an hour to eat. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you can make salad and put them in a mason jar and you can enjoy that with a little bit of time. It just takes work. It really, we have that power of choice of how we want to live our life.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. You know, we don't have that much time left. And so I want to, you know, I didn't read your bio in the beginning because it's a book in itself, because you have so many accomplishments under your belt. It's just like, wow. And so I wanted to take this time out so you could kind of explain to the listeners, because it's this combination of all these tools that you have that can help people. And one of them that we talked about, you're a Akashic Record consultant, but you also, you're a Reiki healer, a vision coach, a feminine success leader. So share about who are the clients that would come and work with you. Who is your ideal client that you enjoy working with?
You know what? I enjoy working with anyone who comes to me and says, you know what? I really want to discover who I am, you know, down at the core level. They'll use different words. What I have found, and these are my gifts. There's so many people, because I've met some of you, and you included, Lisa, that have these amazing abilities and skills that we're either always within us or we've learned and we just can't wait to share it with others. So, but a big piece of the puzzle is the clarity, getting clear on who they are as a person. And this doesn't have to mean that when they discover who they are, all of a sudden, their marriage is going to break up, or their children won't like them, or this and that. but take them on the journey with you. And I was told that in Sedona, that as you become, as you start to evolve and you are no longer, you know, at everyone's beck and call, that they're going to be resistant at first, but trust me, they will get used to it. And there's a great saying that someone told me, tell someone who's constantly, you know, wanting you to spoon feed them on everything, just say, I trust you'll know how to handle it. It's a beautiful affirmation that you trust in them, and that they, you're giving them permission that you'll know how to handle it.
Well, and so, and I would like to add for the people that are listening, you know, even though I am considered a healer, there's so many different levels of healing. You know, I have worked with Akashic Records. I've had an Akashic reading done. And you know, we all help each other in different areas of our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. We're very complex, you know, we as our body, our physical being. And I am so open to working with other people. You know, Lisa D'Alessio, you know, she helped me with issues with, you know, my mother abandonment issues, you know. And even though I'm a healer and I can help other people, you know, I need help too. You know, we all have things, we all have our life that we've gone through and patterns of struggle, and we don't have to struggle. I mean, people don't have to struggle. We have to understand that there are people out there who will help you. There's nothing that you've done in your past that Nancy's going to judge you on. I can tell you, I can guarantee you that.
No.
You know, that you are compassionate, you are kind. You are such a loving person, Nancy. I mean, and I'm so pleased that, you know, to have you on the show. You share so much openly. You write your part of books and everything. I'm sure, you know, you co-authored a best-selling book called Selling with Synchronicity, Contagious Optimism. What could you share with the listeners just briefly what that book is about? I love the title.
Both are interesting stories. Contagious Optimism was a book that has now really become quite a series. But as I started within my radio show hosting, and you probably know this, that they'll have, you know, Harrow, which is Help a Reporter Out, or Radio Guest List. But there was an email that came my way about starting this book, Contagious Optimism. And, you know, if you'd like to submit some articles, feel free. And there's quite a few in the book. And the interesting thing is that the author of it all, he's in Florida. He has written his latest book, 10 Habits of Truly Optimistic People, Power Your Life with the Positive. So everything seems to be in alignment, because I've always been, you know, optimistic and positive beyond measure all through my life. I just made that choice. I wasn't going to go into the drama pool or being negative. And so it was very appealing for me to be a part of it. Then through Ursula Menchez, who I was in her mastermind, and she's a sales expert. She helps people take their product, and when they can get so stuck that you know, and part of what we talked about, you know, getting rid of the old story. What's your you know mindset around money? You know, the scarcity mindset that seems to trip up a lot of people, or even fear of success. Fear of failure, hard to believe about the success part, but truly there are people that are, because then all of a sudden life's going to change. What's that going to mean? So, long story short, Ursula, she's written many books. I just adore her, and one of my favorite of her books is also One Great Goal. But in Selling with Synchronicity, through this mastermind, she invited us to write a chapter, and mine is The Self-Belief Shift. That throughout, and that's what I was referring to, in 4 years, just as it seemed like I was getting started on something, boom, something would come my way, and it was generally health-related. So that started to open up the examination. Why is this happening? What is the pattern here? And it was when I went to, of all things, called Discover Your Million Dollar Message, that I took a, I just took a turn at the top of the auditorium, and it was not a ramp, there were stairs. Boom, I went down, and I was talking to her after, and I said, I think this is it. And she says, no. Look in the mirror. You are, because I was saying I should get a part-time job. There's no, you are the job. Do not give up on yourself. And it's those people, and there's been many people in my life that are, a friend of mine calls the balcony people, the cheerleaders. Yes, you can. And I watch them by example, and that's when I realized it's my responsibility to be the example. I'm not perfect. None of us are. We make mistakes. We'll falter. Yeah. We'll this and that. But that is what is, we're so blessed to have technology to share the messages of encouragement and inspiration. Yeah. One of the things I really don't like hearing, if I can do it, you can do it. Well, maybe in a different way, but it puts a lot of pressure on you. I'm like, I can't do it, so I guess I'm a failure. So, yeah, there's a lot that I have learned, and I'm very blessed for the people who have come into my life and continually just sharing, keep radiating the light. Keep talking. Don't stop.
Keep going, keep going. You know, and you also, another thing that you have too that I want the listeners is that you have a signature coaching program that's based on the principles of your book called Discover the Essence of You. And so, there's so many things that you do and you're part of. You're the Nancy Ferrari Show. You co-host Connecting People, Changing Lives, which is a web TV talk show, both with Spark It Network. And so how can people find you and learn more about you? Because, like I said, we'd have to go into a whole other show just to talk about everything you do. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I could go be playful and say I'm always around you. You can find me. But in the logical world, my website is www.nancyferrari.com, and you'll see it as you open up the page. There's a pop-up that says, schedule a 30-minute discovery session with me. And I love talking to people. I love hearing their points of view. And if there's a program or something, a vision board, a soul reading, an intuitive reading that appeals to them, then that's what I'm going to share. It's kind of like our it's not our brick and mortar store, it's our tech store. There again, these are all modalities that I have experienced from Discover the Essence of You. Came the three trademark words: connect, evolve, and discover. And they, across the board, just like Lisa, we have connected.
Yes, I can hear you.
Connected an hour ago. Then we evolved within the various facets of the conversation, and we're discovering more about each other in the process. So I go a little deeper than that. I'm really excited to share that I'm going to resurrect this book to make it a little bit bigger. Because it's a journal, it's got an audio to it as well, but it's a prompt for journaling. Because some people don't know how to journal. It's like guided meditation. They need to have someone help them get started, and that's where I start. But I'm so excited that after 5 years of interviewing amazing people, I'm going to start a series called, The Essence of, let's say, Faith. The Essence of Women Entrepreneurs, you get the picture. So I'm really excited to start on that, probably in the fall. Right now, I'm I'm going to give a little shout out because I am relaunching the Nancy Ferrari Show on Spark It Network, and the first show will be next Monday, June 15th at 9 a.m. on, and you just go to nancyferrarimedia.com, and that's where all my shows, my blogs, I have been inspired to blog more than ever, and that was a point of resistance. And I had to one day go, why am I not blogging my own website? So it just allow yourself time. We can't do it all at once. But just, and like I said, with my books, I need to have the flow going back with recording my shows. And then maybe in September I'll start writing again.
I cannot believe the hour is just like it has flown by, and you know I am so tickled. I'm so tickled to have you on here. And for people listening, you know, she's offering this generous 30-minute consultation session. And I will tell you this much: Nancy will not pressure you. There's no pressure. She only works with people who want to work with her and to be helped by her.
Right.
And because you have so many tools in your bag, Nancy. I mean, someone may call you for something and you're going to use your intuition and say, you know, this is what you need first. You know, I mean, you have so many different, you know, someone may call you for something going, you know what, I'm just going through a funk with my business. And just upon the consultation, you're going to say, you know, we need to have an Akashic record reading for you and clear that out first. So I just love that you came on and you shared all these valuable tools for the kittens to listen to. I say kittens because I started my radio show for the kittens and we have a lot of people outside the Prancing Kitten community. But I just want to say thank you so much again for joining me today. And we will add some more information onto the link to your radio show because the link stays active even after the show. So, Nancy, thank you so much for all your generous information that you shared with the listeners. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Truly a pleasure. And it's always wonderful to talk to you. And we need to connect more often because I just you inspire me. I love that you used the word a couple times, you know, playfulness of life. And we need more of that and laughter and, so much joy to be experienced. So just let it go, whatever is holding you back from experiencing joy. So thank you again, Lisa. It's been truly a pleasure.
But thank you so much. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, everybody else, for joining us today. We will be back next Monday, and also at 6 o'clock every Monday night, I have the Gypsy Truth Teller Show with Jen Duchenne, so we would love to have you join us then. Thank you for everybody, and we will be back next week.
Is your happiness stranded somewhere on an island in the far Pacific? You have no idea what direction you should go to get unstuck. If you have a phone, you can call Lisa for a no-pressure free consultation today. No matter where you live, you have one-on-one access to Lisa who will guide you to move forward in a positive direction. Lisa Lamont is a certified hypnotherapist and life coach who gets immediate results for hundreds of people around the world. You deserve to be happy today. Call 206-834-LISA. Or go to www.lisalamont.com. This is your time to awaken your true purpose in life and be happy.